It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Aqueduct Plumbing Company, Billy and his sister Mary, they'll get you taken care of course. They're the best when it comes to plumbing in Houston. Nobody does it better. So if you need your plumbing taken care of, then if I were you, I'd reach out to Aqueduct Plumbing Company, 281-488-6238. 281-488-6238. AqueductPlumbingCompany.com. They are at your disposal. The internet's a fun, fascinating place, isn't it? Well, fun might not be the exact phrase I would use. It's certainly a fascinating place because we have access to the innermost thoughts of every moron on the planet. It used to be you had to talk to someone to know that they were a moron, or read a column to find out that the guy that wrote it is a moron, or you'd have to listen to a radio show, or read an interview in a magazine, or whatever. And most of the time, that would just be with celebrities. You never really hear from actual morons, unless the local news went out to some sort of event and talked to morons, which they seem to seek out anyway. Like, you know, like in Philly, when they'd go to Chickie and Pete's to talk to people before the Eagles game, you'd get like a who's who of the morons in the world, right? Well, that's what you would do before there was an internet. Well, with the internet, we are exposed to the stupidity of everyone. We get to see how stupid people are. We get to see what level of moron they are. And sometimes it's easy to get caught up and get addicted to this, which I have done many times, and I have an issue with it, and I'm working on it. Every now and then I slip up a little bit and I argue with people on social media. I don't want to. It's just who I am, and that's what I end up freaking doing because I'm a mess. Now, what morons are we talking about today on the internet? Well, today's internet morons are those who are pro Deshaun Watson on Twitter. Now, Deshaun made his return to the Texans yesterday, and there's a bunch of different angles on this. I say to the Texans, to the NFL, they played the Texans, the Browns did. And there are many different angles to take on this about the game itself is not worth a damn. He stunk. The game's boring. Not talking about games, but there are different storylines in here. But I will start with this, with the number of people who are of the belief that Deshaun Watson is just misunderstood and he's actually innocent. And it's fascinating that people operate this way. Why do I find that fascinating? Well, the internet's a fun place because the internet is the same place where if some guy quotes a rap lyric and he's white, he's either going to be a racist or he's assimilating the culture, he's hijacking the culture, right? Like the internet does not let you get away with anything. If you say something racist, you're out. If you say something homophobic, you're out. If you tweeted something when you were 7 years old and it's offensive, you're out. There is no opportunity for redemption. You are not allowed redemption. You are a horrible human, and you can never come back from something you tweeted 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago. You cannot take back anything you did when you were in high school. You cannot take back anything you said about gays or transgenders or blacks or Asians or anybody. Does not matter. You are a piece of shit, and you will forever be a piece of shit. That is how this works. There is no redemption unless you're Deshaun Watson. And apparently, there are a lot of people who feel that Deshaun Watson is worthy of redemption. Now, it is important to note that it's not everybody. There are people who think Deshaun Watson is the scum of the earth. He's a scourge on society. Yes, totally. But I am going to look at some people because it baffles me what people tweet and don't realize how stupid it is. Like, for instance, there's somebody, little Nico. Deshaun Watson is innocent. Anybody saying otherwise needs to be held accountable for defamation of character. I don't think that you can arrest somebody or sue somebody because they think that you're guilty of something. I don't think that's how it works. If that's the case, I feel like OJ could have sued a shitload of people, Chief, because OJ, legitimately innocent in a court of law, although he killed a couple people probably, but all the people that go out and say OJ's a murderer, well, last time I checked, OJ's not suing everybody. If he would have been, he'd be rich as shit if that were the rules, right? Held accountable for defamation of character. I enjoy what dumb people say on the internet, like under the guise of thinking they look smart. The dumb shit they say fascinates me. The internet rules because people are so stupid, yet they try to use big adult words as if they know at all what they're talking about. They're cute. They're adorable. They're the kid standing next to his dad out in the front lawn. Dad's chipping golf balls. The kid's chipping golf balls with his Fisher-Price plastic club. He thinks he's just like dad. He's not. Dad's swinging a real golf club. The kid's out there swinging a plastic club. But it's cute. And that's what the internet is. Manifesting Connor just says Deshaun Watson is innocent. I bet he's not. You can be a diehard. Now, this is actually someone. I'll go with now. Q Benjamin Banklin. Oh, Benjamin Banklin. You can be a diehard Browns fan, but if you're out here just pretending Deshaun Watson is some innocent, misunderstood guy, then I think it's time for some serious introspection. I would agree with that. Judon, Defensive Player of the Year, says might lose some followers for this, but if Deshaun Watson wasn't found guilty, then I don't see any problem with him playing football. Innocent until proven guilty. Now, I wonder if Judon, Defensive Player of the Year, feels the same way about, you know, like these cops who we see defending themselves and it becomes a big federal case nationally and the cops should be just, we should abolish the police. I'd be curious to know if Judon, Defensive Player of the Year, feels the same way about things like that. I think what we end up with here from the folks on the internet is if they agree with the person or they like the person or the person falls in line with them politically or racially or whatever, then it's innocent until proven guilty in all these cases. If it goes the other way around and this person doesn't fit into whatever narrative you want it to fit, then the person is guilty and it doesn't fucking matter. Now, Adam says, why does everyone just act like they know these Deshaun Watson accusations are true? I wouldn't be surprised if he was innocent. But why, Adam? Can you expand on that? Can you give us a little bit more detail? Like, hey, I wouldn't be surprised if he was innocent. Well, I wouldn't be surprised if this motherfucker sexually assaulted these 30 chicks and jerked off on all of them. I wouldn't be surprised there either.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Giannis Season says, I love Deshaun Watson. What happened to innocent until proven guilty? Probably, I would ask you the same question. Like, I would like to dig through Giannis 34 Season's gram and his Twitter and see how many people who were innocent until proven guilty and were not proven guilty that he thinks are guilty. Just say, hey, Deshaun Watson is a black man in America and I feel like he's getting shit on and I don't like white people. If you said that, life would be a whole lot easier. Let's just start being honest with each other. There's a lot of white folks who think that Deshaun's a piece of shit and there's a lot of black folks that think Deshaun is misunderstood and getting shit on. Deep down, they probably really know he's a piece of shit, but because white Whitey's out here saying that Deshaun's a piece of shit, there's no way we can let Whitey win. So black guy says black guy's innocent. Like, how hard is this? Like, we all have these biases. It would be nice if people would just be honest. Like, Houston Astros fans, you'd all shit on the Dodgers if they banged on garbage cans. It is what it is. Like, just start being honest. My team cheated, but they're my team, so I'll defend them. I'm a Saints fan. If another team would have been out there trying to break Drew Brees' legs like the Saints were trying to do to the Vikings, I'd shit on that team. Like, at some point, we have to just be honest with each other and say we're all part of different teams. We're not in this fucking thing together, and we all base things based on religion, sex, politics, race, and that's that. Because there's a pretty clear-cut dividing line when you look at comments about Deshaun Watson on Twitter. Black folks, by and large, seem to be the most... Now, I want to be clear. Not all black folks think Deshaun didn't do anything, but the vast majority of people who think Deshaun didn't do a damn thing are either Cleveland Browns fans or black. The vast majority of people who think he's a piece of shit are white people or not fans of the Browns. This isn't difficult. As a man starting Deshaun Watson in fantasy due to bye week, I'm glad he's making improvements and becoming a better man. We all deserve... Now, that person's funny. Thank you, Trundle. Trundle, I will laugh at that. Y'all Texans fans don't get mad at Deshaun Watson for wanting to leave and stop saying he wanted to leave because he's so-called sexual assault. This person rules. Let me try to read this again. This is spectacular. Y'all Texans fans don't get mad at Deshaun Watson for wanted to leave and stop saying he wanted to leave because he so-called sexual assaulted 20 women. At first, they said it was 100 women. Then it dropped to 50. Then it dropped to 20. Get the fuck out of here. Deshaun's innocent. Did anybody ever say he sexually assaulted 100 women? Did I miss that? For the most part, the number I've kept hearing is somewhere in that 20 to 30 window. But what the fuck do I know? Eric Wilson, at Eric Black Hebrew, has all the fucking answers, you frauds. Don't act like you... Just know, Deshaun Watson, you don't like that motherfucker because he wanted to leave your team, not because he so-called sexual assaulted 20-plus women. Mojo Stone says Deshaun Watson is innocent. Oh, Eric Wilson's back. Yes, this the Black Hebrew. If I was Deshaun Watson, I would have knocked that bitch-ass white dude out in front of everyone. Oh, he's talking about the owner. Okay. He's talking about the hug of Cal McNair. If I was Deshaun Watson, I would have knocked that bitch-ass white dude out in front of everyone. I knew Deshaun Watson wanted to hit him because he hired those women to go after him. Instead, he kept his cool because he is innocent and not guilty. That's the other one that I find that's interesting on weird conspiracy theory Twitter. Is that the Texans hired these women to act like Deshaun Watson jerked off on all of them against their will. Like, here's what fascinates me. Is that I'm allowed to breathe the same air as Eric Black Hebrew. Like, I think stupid people should be obligated to breathe like a darker, smoggier air. They should not be allowed to breathe in clean, healthy air, and they should have to drink really shitty, unfiltered water. That's what I think. People like at Eric Black Hebrew, who are clearly stupid people, they should be forced into having lesser. Like, those motherfuckers should have to eat nothing, like whatever the lowest end in everything is. These motherfuckers should have to eat Sonic. They should have to eat Zaxby's. These motherfuckers, you're so stupid, you should be forced to eat Zaxby's. While the rest of us have our canes and dip it in cane sauce, you have to go to fucking Zaxby's, Chief. Enjoy that because you're stupid. Wakely says, absolute failure by the NFL and the commissioner. So there's Deshaun Watson. Okay, that's a negative Deshaun one. What a day. Great to see Watson back on the field. Hashtag innocent. Hashtag Yay 24. That person can't be real either, right? Hashtag ye 24. So, you know, we're saying that Kanye. Like, you see people like that and you're like, so here we, that's got to be a goof. I'm not even going to entertain this because I think that person's goofing. Now, Tris Paul says, been trying to tell y'all Deshaun Watson was innocent from the jump. That man asked for a trade and wanted out of Houston, so it turned the organization, tried to blackmail him, and they most likely paid those women to lie on his name. Most likely. Where is your data coming from, Tris Paul? This is from Self-Made, trademark. They keep talking about Deshaun Watson like he's a convicted predator. Found innocent. Guilty in the court of public opinion, though. The media is sick. Oh, wait, y'all friends are billionaires. My bad. Like, Deshaun Watson's like a multimillionaire, by the way. Like, has a lot of money. Just signed the biggest contract ever, you fucking dope. I ain't saying he's... Now, this is Sigma J. I ain't saying he's completely innocent. He definitely did some of that shit. But I ain't going to sit here and wish for the downfall of a brother. Some of this Deshaun Watson hate has to be racially motivated. No, Sigma J. Some of the Deshaun Watson love has to be racially motivated. I'd argue it's completely the opposite of what you're saying, Sigma J. All right, here we go. Like I said, he's a little bitch. At Deshaun Watson. Okay, that's someone going after Deshaun. Those are no fun. Let's see. Deshaun Watson is innocent, says JK. All right. Eddie Nelson says, as right now, he's innocent until proven guilty. Newsflash, innocent people do settle, and guilty people do settle also. There are a lot of evidence that proved Rusty Harden did what he did, but there aren't any evidence that you claimed, and he believed what... I have no fucking clue what you're saying. You're struggling. Let's see. Oh, wait. This might be the one to end it on right here. This might be the zinger. Jay Davis says, I don't care what anybody says. I believe Deshaun Watson is innocent, and I am rooting for him to do well with the Browns. It should not be a crime to be a heterosexual male. Yes, yes, yes. Holy shit, my man Jay's got his American flag in his profile. He's ready to go. It should not be a crime to be a heterosexual male. Fuck yes. Oh, God, the internet. Undefeated and still world fucking moron champion, the internet. Oh, that's spectacular. Oh, shit. How great is that? It should not be a crime to be a heterosexual male. I'm heterosexual. I don't beat off on random chicks, but I guess I'm gay as fuck. Bend over, Jay. Let me give you the pipe, baby, because this man loves back vag. I think I might have made that up. But anyway, bend over, Jay. Let me give you some pipe, baby, because I'm gay as fuck. I'm ready to go because I don't jerk off on random women. Oh, shit. Rock on.